638 KDKA Afternoon News. Joe DiStio in for Mangino this afternoon. It does seem to be the case that more of us have become wheat intolerant. Well, why is that? What's behind it? There is a new documentary called What's with Wheat? And joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline to talk about it is Cindy O'Meara. Cindy is co-director of the documentary, a nutritionist, joins us live today from Australia. Cindy, thanks for being here on KDKA.
Thanks for having me here, Joe.
Tell me about what you've uncovered, what your documentary talks about as far as the changes of the way wheat has been grown and how we're consuming it.
Yes. So what I found was, after I figured out wheat was a problem with me, is that I went on a little bit of an education journey and found there were many things that happened to wheat, from, you know, the germs taken out, the brands taken out, and they put in vitamins that are synthetic and minerals that are mined. We eat a lot of it. It's in probably 75% of all packaged foods, not in always the name wheat. It could be called glucose syrup that comes from wheat. It could be as an additive, preservative, and flavoring. We're exposed to it in many ways. And I think the straw that broke the camel's back, as opposed to all these small things, was the agricultural practices, and probably more importantly, the agricultural practice of drying the wheat out with a chemical just before harvest. And this chemical that they dry the wheat out with has four patents on it. It's a chelating agent, it's a herbicide, it's an antimicrobial and antiparasite, as well as a biocide. And this is what is causing a perfect storm, where people's gastrointestinal tracts are being eroded as a result of this, as well as the ecology of the soil. So we have a plant that's not in good health, and then we put that inherently inflammatory plant into our body. We don't have the ability to digest it, and it's starting to cause some real issues.
Do you believe that it's behind an increase in people with celiac disease and so forth?
Well, as we see the rise on the graph in this chemical, which is called glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, we also see an increase in celiac disease, wheat allergies, non-celiac gluten sensitivities, as well as autoimmune diseases that are related to gluten. And we can see Parkinson's disease increase in that same line. So there's a real association with the increase in this chemical and the increase in these diseases. But association doesn't always mean cause. So what one of the people in the film, Dr. Stephanie Seneff out of MIT, she's actually gone into how this is causing it. And, you know, the chelating agent, dragging minerals out of our body, therefore we don't have coenzymes in order to do the biochemical reactions that our body needs. It stops the shikimate pathway, which our beautiful bacteria does for us, makes amino acids so we can make neurotransmitters, therefore we have nervous system problems. So I think people have to be aware of this so that they can avoid it. And because there are wheats on the market that are not sprayed with this chemical and are the old-fashioned wheats. So that's where I say to people, if go off wheat for a period of time and just see what happens to your symptoms. And that's what I did. I went off it and had unbelievable changes in my health. And I did something called the four-phase fat loss. And it was all about getting rid of fat that was high in chemicals, believing maybe I had some chemicals that were in my fat, but realizing it was wheat that I was eating that was the problem.
Well, I know your documentary relies on interviews a number of experts in this country and elsewhere. So as the problem, you know, continues to be more uncovered. Now, the documentary, I know it recently debuted. How can people see it?
Well, they can go to Netflix and watch it. And they can go, if they don't have Netflix, they can go to whatswithwheat.com and they can download it on that. There are other platforms that it's on, but they're probably the two easiest ones in which to watch it. And there's a lot of information in it. And so there's a place for a forum and questions if anybody wants to go to that. And we have a Facebook page, What's With Wheat, as well. So I'm happy to answer any questions, because a lot of people are confused about this. Because I was the 60s and 70s child, but never had, there was no one with wheat problems. And so we have to question, well, what has happened? So there are a lot of questions around it, Joe.
Cindy O'Meara is a nutritionist. She's also co-director of this documentary called What's With Wheat? And Cindy, I take it that your health has improved.
Yes, definitely. I had aches, pains, dry skin, migraines, gaining weight, everything. And that was 6 years ago. And I went 3 weeks without wheat. That was probably 4 weeks in the end because I was introducing foods back into the diet using the four-phase fat loss program. And it was when I introduced wheat that all those symptoms came back. Whereas in that 3 week period, that 3 to 4 week period, I had high energy. I had lost 20 pounds in weight in 3 weeks. Everything was absolutely changing for me. And then, you know, that introduction. And I'm 57 now, and I'm just feeling the best I have felt probably since my 30s. So, yes, it's been a revolutionary change in my health as a result of going off it.
The documentary is called What's With Wheat? The co-director, Cindy O'Meara, who joined us this evening live from Australia. Cindy, thanks for your time. Interesting information.
Thanks, Joe.
It is an interesting topic, and there's no doubt we've seen a rise in some of the diseases, celiac disease and others that are associated with wheat, more people who are wheat intolerant. So, you know, we're not endorsing this, but it might be something that's interesting to check out. She certainly has a lot of experts on her documentary, What's With Wheat?